It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokins, and joining me today in studio, I have Kevin Hurst with the Utah State University Eastern here. And, you know, it's hard to believe that we're like a couple of months away from talking the end of the school year already. But we always like to look forward and things that they can do to help you out if you're thinking of going to school. And even if you're, you know, starting up maybe this fall or whatever you would like to do. We've got a couple of different things we want to talk about in that regard. And, of course, the student leadership applications, they're going to be due coming right around March 10th. We'll talk about that. And then, of course, like I said, we got to talk about commencement because it's right around the corner. Kevin, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks, Dave, for having me on. Excited to be here.
Whenever we start these interviews, I always like to talk about how are things going on campus right now?
Yeah, we couldn't be more thrilled. We're seeing a positive increase in our application counts, our admits for the upcoming years, and we always love to have more students coming, and critical mass is important for us.
That is a good sign. Anytime you're talking up when you're talking about enrollment, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it puts smiles on a lot of people's faces. That's
it
for
helps.
Sure.
It helps. It helps. So let's talk about a couple of different things that you guys have here that are helping people get involved and decide, you know what, I'm going to go to school. This is going to help. One of them is the Utah State Promise, and I'm going to let you take a little time and explain what that is.
Yeah, so we realize the value of education. We also understand that education can be challenging to pay for. And so as the Utah State system, the Utah State Promise is for anybody who completes their free application for federal student aid. We love to use acronyms. That's called FAFSA. But anybody who completes the FAFSA and is Pell Grant eligible, Utah State will pay the remaining balance of their tuition and student body fees. And that's powerful because with the Pell Grant, that's going to cover your school expense, and then Utah State's going to cover the remaining expense. And so in essence, that's free education for the student who's eligible. Now, eligible is your Utah resident because of that's just how we roll. We are supported by the state of Utah. And you obviously are eligible for Pell Grant and you're a U.S. citizen. And then we're looking for 12 credits of registration and maintaining a decent GPA of a 2.0 or higher.
And what you were saying when we started talking about this is it doesn't matter how much you're getting in that FAFSA.
Yeah, so if you're eligible for $1 of Pell Grant or $100 or $1,000, Utah State, through this Utah State Promise, will cover the remaining balance of your tuition and student body fees.
And you had mentioned something about this is for incoming freshmen, is that correct?
Correct, yep. So if you haven't attended college at Utah State and you start this summer, so summer of 2023 or fall of 2023, and you meet those eligibility criteria that I laid out, then this works for you.
And once again, we always talk about how they try and make it as easy as possible for people to go to school. And you said this is almost a free education, really it is, if you qualify for all of these things. Another way that you're kind of helping out that's not part of the Utah State Promise, but maybe it should be. Anyway, the fee waiver for an application.
Yeah, so currently our application to apply to attend is $50, but we're more than happy to waive that application fee and more than happy to do that for anybody who's applying to attend at USU Eastern. You would connect with our admission specialist. They have what we call a fee waiver or an application fee waiver. They'll give you that code. You enter that code when you apply and we'll waive that application fee for you.
And now, is anybody eligible for that fee waiver? You don't have to hit certain criteria, or can anybody apply for that fee waiver?
That is open to anybody who's looking to apply and attend at USU Eastern.
And once again, you can't discount what a great advantage it is to have USU Eastern here in Price, this small town feel, and people, you know, and if you went to Carbon High, you went to Emory High, you're going to be able to get a 4-year degree right here at home and be able to stay at home and sleep in your own bed. Now, if you want to go on campus and enjoy that experience, they'll allow you to do that as well. But you're right here, and it's everything is right here at your fingertips, and it's a great way to get a jump start on any education or furthering any education as well. Another thing you wanted to talk about is your student leadership application. So let's talk about the student leadership positions, and then when is the application deadline?
Yeah, so we have 6 student leadership positions. They're scholarship eligible, and we do one application, and you can interview through that one application for any of the positions that are of interest. It is an interview process, and to be invited to the interview, there is an application process. And so you need to apply by March 10th, and that information's on our website, eastern.usu.edu, and under scholarships, then select student leadership, and you'll find the application link. But yeah, if you apply by March 10th, you'll be invited to the leadership. We call it our leadership day, where we conduct our interviews, and we have 6 teams from resident advisor, ambassadors, outdoor rec, peer mentors for our student campus, and peer mentors for our Aggies Elevated program, and Sun Center, and your USUSA, which is our student government. But we'll do all the interviews, we'll select our teams, 70% of our applicants get a leadership position and a scholarship, so it's pretty cool.
It's another way to take advantage of the experience, the college, the university experience, is that leadership position. And another thing is, I know you're just starting your college career, but it looks pretty good on a resume.
It's amazing. You get to work with great leaders. You have a lot of engagement with faculty and staff. It's a lot of fun. The best advice I can tell anybody looking to go to college is to get involved. That's how you're going to meet people, and it's really going to make or break your whole college experience.
It truly, truly is. Now that we've talked about starting up and, you know, maybe being a member of the student leadership program at USU Eastern, now let's talk about commencement, because it's coming up fast and furious, isn't it?
Yeah, I just want to kind of put a save the date out there or a level of awareness. Yeah, our commencement is Saturday, April 29th. It starts at 10 a.m. Obviously, we're honoring our graduates, and they'll have guests that they invite, but it's open to anybody that'd like to attend. Doors open at 9 o'clock. It's there at our BDAC. We don't have our commencement speaker finalized just yet, but those details are to come. But just save the date for our commencement for anybody who's interested.
And we'll talk more about that next month. We'll bring you in and discuss all that when everything's been solidified. So if you're interested in any of the programs that we have talked about, one of the best places to start is One Stop Student Services. And where can kids find that at?
Yeah, so come to the One Stop. It's there on campus, or give us a call. It's a simple phone number. It's 435-613-5000, and we'll direct you where you need to go.
Get you taken care of and get you up there and get you enrolled at USU Eastern and stay right here in Price and get that degree. Kevin Hurst, thank you so much for taking out the time and coming and talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.